Hi, everybody. This is Callan, your host. Welcome to Pollen Allergy. Today, I want to talk about decentralized platforms, digital land. Let's get started. So now, blockchain technology is powering cryptocurrencies. And with current computers, we can't really hack into them, right? But with quantum computers, they can be hacked. Now, in today's world, servers or data centers are private. They are, you know, owned by Facebook, they are owned by Google, they are owned by private companies. And these private companies actually keep, a hold of your information or like is keeping your data. So data servers are like your home. Like imagine someone coming to your house, looking at your wardrobe, looking at your table, seeing the books you read, and you know, like your decoration, and that gives them an idea about your personality. They do the same thing with our data. And now in today's world, physical world is basically dominated by governments. So the governments basically own lands, and then if you want to buy lands, you either buy it from a person or you buy it from government because they belong to government, right? So what I'm thinking is what if we had digital lands, aka servers? These servers would be in one place. They would be powered by a certain company, and then people would be buying servers from this company, just like a land. And then so we would kind of create a world map-like map, and then say, you know, buy your server from here for this price, buy it from there for this price, and then buy it from, you know, another place for that price. And some people, you know, do say, the internet is bad. And I'm saying, you know, I don't disagree with you. And but I can't say internet is bad, like 100%, because if they use internet, they do bad stuff with it. Like Facebook is a good example. Like, you know, they've been banning people, censoring people. And honestly, I don't mind about that one because, I mean, this was expected. I'm not saying I support them. But this was expected, you know, it was so obvious that one day they would actually censor people because, you know, it's their platform, they fund it, secure it, they do all kinds of stuff with it, right? We're just there to upload pictures, you know, share our opinions. So they have control over it, just like a government, they can do whatever they want. Now, if we have a decentralized platform, which can act like a government, but that's not the idea. It's just to make us understand it. It's like an example, right? So in my opinion, a decentralized platform could be something like this. And this is also what I want to do, actually. Like, it would be a platform where we could sign ourselves up and Voice, like I recently checked this social media app. It's called Voice. They're doing something similar. Like, you have to basically verify your picture. Take a 3D selfie, they call it. And then it says you're a real human. And then, you become part of the system. Social media. That social media. So we create a decentralized platform. And then we can get passports from it. Because, we need protection from physical governments. And because we will have enough funding, they will have to listen to us. Telegram founder, I forgot his name, but he apparently joined World Economic Forum once. So, like, it means if you have enough money, these guys will have to accept you into their clubs. Now, if we have enough followers or users on decentralized platform, we can also create a blockchain currency. So with a blockchain currency, we can fund it, and because it's funded by people and there are no banks or governments, it will gain more value. And I'm sure it could gain more value than even Bitcoin. So imagine us putting there $10 and, you know, at the end of a year, it becomes something like 100K, right? Or 200K. So that way, people who become part of our decentralized system will be free of financial issues. And then we will have a policy where you would have to help people with 20% of your income. And that way we would start to, spread the word to other people. And then we would advocate buying, we would tell people now you've got enough financial freedom, then start to purchase your own digital land. then people would start to buy their own digital land. This could be verified, you know, with location applications, and also, you know, like, you know, it would indicate this physical place, like the digital part of this physical place is yours, but it would actually mean that you have purchased a server, and the server, you're saying my server's location, digital location is here. And that way, you know, I'm operating this way. And then we would create like an operating system, because now we are, you know, stuck in Linux. We're stuck with, you know, like Windows. We're stuck with Apple's iOS. Not iOS, well, OS. Mac OS, basically. We're stuck with these ones. So we could create like an operating system where you would actually drag and drop and create your own applications. And because you would have your own server, then you would be... And then we would create like a protocol where you would be able to send messages from your application to another, someone else's application. So we would be copying our brains in that way. And that way, so we can make it really decentralized. And we wouldn't have governors. We would have limited AI to govern certain parts of the system. So because they would be limited, they wouldn't go crazy. So we wouldn't have like Terminator kind of case, like where the Skynet is going crazy. And so like our cryptocurrency would be helping us. And because it would be a digital country, we wouldn't have borders. So we would become like world citizens, right? And so we would have like doctors, you know, like lawyers, these people joining us, and then we would fund them. And then eventually, you know, they would start to protect our rights, and our passport would be accepted by UN and, you know, all big brothers up there, because they would have no choice. And it would be a soft transition, because when you protest against like big tech, or I'll just call them mega corporations and government, you're actually saying, I accept your power, and that's why I'm revolting against you to say change something. But we don't have to do that. We just have to create a new system and walk away. One more thing, it's not related with this one, I want to add, is that these guys are going to try to, say, poke us. Like, they will basically make us angry. And when we are angry, we're not going to make sane choices. And this is what they are counting on. So stay calm, stay smart, find new ways, and connect with each other. And if you'd like to connect with me, I'm on Instagram. The username is TheWolfLad. And so you can add me up there. And, you know, I'm not afraid of sharing this information with people. They can come after me, but, you know, some people will eventually do what I'm saying. And I count on humanity. I believe in humanity. I believe in God. And I believe in God as in He is the origin. He is the cause of all causes. And I'm not into getting into any discussions like, you know, my God is called this, your God is called that. But, you know, we all agree that He's the origin. And let's unite with this kind of ideas, you know. Or even if you think, you know, the Big Bang is the origin, still you're part of us. And I don't think we should be, you know, like sheeps or conspiracy theorists or truthers or this and that. I don't believe in those tags. Because they are like tags, you know, I don't like them. I'm simply a godsman, or like I'm humanitarian. I'd like to help myself first and help people. And I feel like this is my duty. And I hope we all understand, you know, us coming to alive, life, not alive, or being alive is a gift, and we shouldn't waste this gift. And that's what I'm into. So yeah, decentralized platforms, digital land, I think they could be helpful, because these guys are just starting with the internet. So imagine the governments, you know, they've been around for like, this kind of governments, they've been around for like, say, 100 years. The internet has been around, I don't know, since 90s. And so imagine that if they have like, I don't know, 30, 40 more years, then they're going to really enslave us. And again, I'm like, not again. Well, I'm not afraid of being enslaved. I'm afraid if I forget my human side, you know, like I forget humanitarian stuff. I forget God. That's what I'm worried about. And so, yeah, let's make some changes. And we don't have to be violent. We just have to walk away from what they have been presenting us. You guys take care, and I'll talk to you soon.